NBC Monitor News on the Hour, brought to you by the entire family of Wynn's products that keep your car going strong. Here's Jeffrey Pond.
The Viet Cong guerrillas have devastated two Allied truck convoys on South Vietnam's main coastal highway near Da Nang. They used road mines to halt a South Vietnamese convoy of 121 vehicles, then destroyed 57 of the trucks with grenades and automatic weapons fire. Casualties among the South Vietnamese drivers and convoy guards were heavy. Less than an hour later, the Viet Cong ambushed a U.S. Marine convoy on the same stretch of road. The Marines report three of their men killed, six wounded. Farther north, near the demilitarized zone, Marines fought a 48-hour battle with North Vietnamese regulars. The Marines claim to have killed 146 North Vietnamese while losing 24 dead and 140 wounded themselves. In Saigon, United Press International quotes informed American sources as saying the Viet Cong have encircled the capital with 140-millimeter rockets, the guerrillas' most powerful weapon, an early Allied move to find and destroy the rockets before the Viet Cong try to shell Saigon. More news after this from Wynn's Products.
Today, a special treat. John Philip Azusa, the celebrated director of the Wynn Oil Company Corral, has consented to a personal interview by Mr. Keenan Wynn. Let's join them.
And you began directing singers when you were 3 years old?
Yes! I conducted my father in the shower.
And this was in your native Albania?
Absolutely no. It was in Azusa, Azusa, California.
I see. Then Azusa is named after your father, or is it vice versa?
Versa. By the way, were you named after the Wynn Oil Company or versa vice?
Neither one. The Wynn Oil Company people and I are not related. They make Wynn's friction proofing, Wynn's engine tune-up, Wynn's new charge, and many more products, all designed to keep your car going strong. I am an actor. Both our names just happen to be spelled W-Y-N-N.
A likely story.
Oh, I give up.
Once again, Jeffrey Pond.
Richard Nixon returned to New York today after 3 weeks of touring Europe and the Soviet Union. He talked to newsmen at Kennedy Airport. It's from Bill Fitzgerald, NBC News.
Former Vice President said the United States has more friends among the people behind the Iron Curtain than in free Europe. Many people in the Allied nations, he said, do not understand our Vietnam policies and believe we are the aggressors. He thinks President Johnson should go to Europe because many of our allies feel they are being ignored in U.S. decisions on world affairs. Nixon sees Soviet strength greater than ever and had this advice for the United States and its allies.
When we look at Russian strength, Soviet strength, arrayed against the NATO forces, it's greater today than it has ever been. At this time, when we're talking with the Soviet Union, rather than reducing our strength, we should keep it up, because the success of our talks will depend upon how strong our bargaining position is.
Nixon refused to discuss his political plans, but intimated he is in the race for the Republican presidential nomination by saying he would have an announcement on that score to make in the near future. Bill Fitzgerald, NBC News at Kennedy Airport.
The captain of a Soviet trawler was flown to Anchorage, Alaska from Kodiak Island today to face federal charges of fishing in waters claimed by the United States. It's the second time that a Russian captain has been arrested since the U.S. fishing zone was extended from 3 to 12 miles offshore earlier this month. More in a moment.
General Motors knows that cars get rained on, driven through slush and snow. That's why you should look to the GM Mark of Excellence. Cars that carry the Mark of Excellence also carry the exclusive General Motors Magic Mirror finish, a kind of finish no other car has that stays new-looking even when your car isn't. So the more your car goes through, the more you should look to the GM Mark of Excellence.
Today, the day before Easter, is Holy Saturday for members of the Christian faith. It ends their Lenten period of penance. In Jerusalem, pilgrims crowded into the Church of the Holy Sepulchre. The church's candles were relighted in a ceremony called the Blessing of Fire, symbolizing the Christian belief in the resurrection of Jesus, which will be celebrated tomorrow. In more than a dozen cities of West Germany and Britain, thousands of marchers began their annual Easter weekend ban the bomb demonstrations. They also protested against the Vietnam War and West Germany's objections to a treaty barring the spread of nuclear weapons. Countless young Americans, mostly students, are spending the Easter weekend in quite a different way, drinking beer in motels and dancing on the beaches at Fort Lauderdale and Daytona Beach, Florida. Tens of thousands of young vacationers are in the two cities, and more carloads have been arriving steadily. There hasn't been much trouble at Daytona Beach, but there was rioting yesterday and early today in Fort Lauderdale. It was a busy morning in court where more than 200 defendants faced various charges. Jeffrey Pond, NBC News, New York.
Listen again on the hour when the General Motors Corporation brings you NBC Monitor News.
News of Big Town USA next on The Conversation Station, WNBC. All the critics agree, Africa Adeo hits like a ton of bricks. Africa Adeo, now, Forum 47th and 34th Street East Theaters. At 6 minutes past 4 o'clock, it's 53 degrees and sunny in New York City, and this is Bill Wendell with the latest monitor news of the metropolitan area. The number of inmates at Youth House in the Bronx has been sharply reduced. Timothy Costello, New York City's deputy mayor, reported today that in the past week, 149 youngsters have been sent home or transferred to other institutions. Youth House has been under attack recently. There have been charges of brutality in the overcrowded, privately operated detention center for children involved in family court cases. Mrs. Alita Peck has been admitted to Creedmoor State Mental Hospital in Queens. The 30-year-old Mrs. Peck is the convicted prostitute whose name figured in the trial of suspended Suffolk County Judge Floyd Saracen. One of the charges against Saracen was that he advised Mrs. Peck how to avoid arrest while on parole. Creedmoor Hospital officials have declined to comment on what Mrs. Peck is being treated for. There's new opposition to Governor Rockefeller's proposal for compulsory health insurance in New York State. The opposition is expressed by the State Grange, a farmers' organization. 150,000 people are walking on the boardwalk at Coney Island today, a beautiful spring Saturday. And labor mediator Theodore Keel and negotiators representing New York City's publishers and newspaper unions are going to keep talking through the Easter weekend. Keel says money is the main outstanding issue in the contract talks, and as he put it, the negotiators are looking for nest eggs, not Easter eggs. The amount of water in New York City's reservoirs is so near normal that the people who measure it have decided to take one day off each week. Measurements won't be made on Sundays in the future. Temperature 53 degrees and it's sunny. Humidity is 27%. The barometer is falling. Winds from the northeast at 8 miles per hour. Fair tonight, a low in the mid-30s. Tomorrow will be fair and mild with temperatures in the upper 50s. And that's the news and weather to the moment. Next news from the NBC Newsroom at 5 with David Rush. Bulletins will be broadcast at once. This is Bill Wendell.
You're with Monitor 67, a perfect weekend companion at home or while traveling. This is Ed McMahon. This holiday weekend is certainly one of the year's biggest in the traveling department, so drive safely. And in 3 minutes, hear a word's eye picture of the pomp and the pageantry of Easter in the Holy Land. A man and a woman, Andre Castellanet.
There is nothing like a lark.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I like the taste, simple as that.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. I think everybody who smokes should try Lark.
There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a Lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a Lark, have a Lark, have a Lark today.
Great smoke, glad I changed.
Hey, there's nothing like a Lark.
Have a Lark today.
There is nothing like a Lark. Have one.
Tomorrow, Easter Sunday, is the most important and joyous day on the Christian calendar. The resurrection of Christ will be observed beginning at midnight tonight in many churches throughout the world. Special sunrise services have also become a tradition in many countries. The real significance of Easter is perhaps most apparent in Jerusalem, where thousands of religious pilgrims of many faiths gather this time of year. Betty Hartman Wolfe, author of Journey Through the Holy Land, describes the solemn and colorful ceremonies as she talks with Monitor reporter Neil Speltz.
What is this day like in the Holy Land?
It's a beautiful day, and on Easter Sunday itself, and it was very enjoyable. But this was not really the highlight of our celebration, I would not say, in the Holy Land, because they have other services which are so different from ours and so intensely interesting. The biggest one is on Saturday, which would be, of course, time when Jesus, after Jesus had been put in the tomb. And this is the service of the Holy Fire. It's a service where the Armenians, the Greek Orthodox, the Copts, the Ethiopians, all come together in the Holy Sepulchre and have a joint service. And service, again, not in our term at all. Let me explain what I mean. In the first place, the Holy Sepulchre has no pews. You don't come and sit down. You go and stand, as you do in many of the churches of Europe. It is immensely crowded. I would say this is the most packed service of any that I attended. And, of course, it seems more so because those of you who are inside are really jammed together.
It sounds dangerous.
It is a little, Neil, and I'll tell you, it's even more dangerous than you think. I'll tell you why just a moment later. But to illustrate the crowding, our daughter is not very good in crowds, and standing in a group like this, she did faint. And she couldn't even fall. She just stood, and her head was slumped sideways when my husband noticed that she was completely out of the picture. And he had a very difficult time getting her out of the church, and I will say that she was not alone. But anyway, all of these different people congregate in the rotunda where supposedly the body of Jesus was buried. There is a structure right in the middle of the rotunda called the edicule, and in there is a marble slab commemorating the spot where they thought that Jesus was laid. Well, early in the morning, the priests, the Armenian and the Greek representatives, come to the tomb. And again, in a reenactment of the last days of Jesus, they go into the tomb. The tomb is sealed by the mayor of Jerusalem, who is a Muslim, who represents the authority, much as the Romans, you see, did in that day. Then inside the edicule, unseen by all of us who are standing waiting, they have a liturgy and a service, and at the proper time in the service, they hand out through a hole in the side of this edicule the holy fire, which is symbolic of the resurrection of Christ. And there are runners who are waiting to light their candle or torches from this fire as it's handed out. And if you can believe it or not, very short passageways are provided for them. The tourist police just press people back so that these boys run to see who can be the very first to take it to the very top of the church. But on the way, the people who are there light candles from this so that everyone in the church wants a lighted candle. And this fire, again, is very important to them, just like the holy water is. Everyone wants this. And when you said before that this is a dangerous service, the reason that it is so very dangerous, most of the pilgrims, or many of them, want very much to take this home and to keep the flame going. And to try to carry, you see, all of these lighted candles out of the church is a very unnerving experience, it's true. And I must say that you cannot, in spite of the danger and the crowding, not feel the tremendous devotion and enthusiasm of these people.
You mentioned how much the fire means to them and the holy water. What about other souvenirs? Do they try to take away souvenirs from this?
In the Holy Sepulchre itself, they have done a pretty good job on one that has had to be replaced many times. As you enter the door, there is a stone of unction, supposedly where the body of Christ was prepared for burial. And the pilgrims have chipped away at this stone rather well until it's had to be replaced. And this is not so bad, you see, as what they had many, many years ago when the churches brought out the cross of Christ and found that the cross was very slowly disappearing. And then they realized that pilgrims, when they were coming up to kiss the cross as a part of the ceremony, were actually biting it and taking a piece of wood from this supposed cross of Christ home in their mouths. So people's nature, I guess, does not change too much from time to time.
Betty Hartman Wolfe, author of Journey Through the Holy Land. Neil Speltz reporting for Monitor.
Less than 5 minutes away, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola. His guest will be soldier athlete Pete Dawkins, former All-American halfback for Army. Now a frontline officer in Vietnam. So stay right where you are on the monitor beacon.
Ring, ring, a ling, a ling, a ring, ding, a ling. Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey friend, do it again, Valentine beer. Hey friend, do it again, Valentine beer. Good to start with Valentine, good to stay with Valentine. The flavor's great at the pre-ring sign. Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey friend, do it again, Valentine, Valentine beer. Valentine's got the flavor that says, hey friend, do it again, Valentine, Valentine beer.
Valentine Bock beer is here, and it's better than ever. It's going faster than ever, too. So look for Valentine Bock wherever beer is sold. It's Wunderbock.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of entertainment.
Don't move, just leave your dial out with beer's monitor. Lean back and stay a while now with beer's monitor.
Where it's now 17 minutes after the hour and 20 seconds away from a song with a new sound by Frank Sinatra. The following word from the National Safety Council. Yes, Mother, it's much handier to store polishes, waxes, bleaches, cleaning fluids, ammonia, and other cleaners under the sink. It's also just as easy for curious children to find and swallow them. The National Safety Council hopes you never underestimate the curiosity of a youngster. Keep toxic and poisonous agents in high cabinets out of reach and locked.
Must you dance every dance with the same fortunate man? You have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close with your lips touching his face? Can't you see I'm longing to be in his place? Won't you change partners and dance with me? Ask him to sit this one out, and while you're alone, I'll tell the waiter to tell him he's wanted on the telephone. You've been locked in his arms ever since, heaven knows when. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change. Won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again.
Brilliant new collaboration of words and music by Francis Albert Sinatra and Brazilian composer-guitarist Antonio Carlos Jobim. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Gargiola, brought to you by Chrysler Marine Products, Chrysler Corporation. Here's Joe.
Does the athlete make a better soldier? I'll be back to discuss that with a man who knows after this from the Marine Products Group of the Chrysler Corporation. Now I want to talk with you about the outdoor in sport. Boating with Chrysler inboard outdrive power. The new idea in marine power that puts the engine inside the boat and the outboard drive and tilt-up prop outside. If you're a boater, you know that inboard outdrives are gaining tremendous popularity. But do you know why you've got an edge when you go inboard outdrive by Chrysler? Simple. Chrysler engineers have been designing and building great marine engines for 40 years. When you buy a boat with a Chrysler inboard outdrive, you're buying a thoroughly tested and proved engine and drive. And you're buying selection. Chrysler offers 9 inboard outdrives from 80 to 290 horsepower and no power gaps in between. There's a Chrysler inboard outdrive for every size boat from 14 footers up. Specify inboard outdrive power by Chrysler for your next boat. It was General MacArthur who once said, "Upon the fields of friendly strife are sown the seeds that upon other fields, on other days, will bear the fruits of victory." Peter Dawkins was an All-American at Army. Red Blake called him one of the greatest cadets in the history of the Academy. He has seen frontline duty in Vietnam. Recently, I asked him what advantages an athlete brings into war.
Well, I think it would be a mistake, first of all, to presume that only athletes can or have turned into the real great captains of the military profession. It hasn't been true in the past, and I don't think it's true now. On the other hand, I feel very strongly that there are certain lessons that are learned through athletics, which hold one in very good stead in the military profession, and which are demonstrating themselves on the battlefields of Vietnam today. One of them, which comes immediately to mind, is the very business of leadership, self-confidence, if you will. The simple matter of learning skills as you do in athletics, and then having to perform them in the face of rather stiff competition, seems to develop in individuals this kind of self-confidence, wherein they can produce under pressure. And of course, this is a key to success under the stress of battle. Another area, and one that I feel very strongly about, is in the area of teamwork. Now, teamwork can certainly be developed through many different kinds of pursuits, amongst them only one of which is competitive athletics. But that special kind of teamwork, which allows people to work together under pressure, which is developed in fine athletic teams, is the same kind of teamwork which so often spells the measure between failure or success on the battlefield. It's the same kind of being able to work together under the stress of the situation that is the real essence of the teamwork that one learns through athletics. And then the final thing, and probably the most important, I think, is the fact that through competitive athletics, a young man learns to a very real extent a true measure of himself. And he's experienced, having been confronted with a challenge where he's not certain whether or not he can perform. But by having indeed performed and succeeded in the face of these sort of monumental kind of a challenge, he knows, you know, the true dimension of himself. And therefore, when called upon in battle to perform in a similar essence, he isn't left with that gnawing uncertainty, but rather he's sort of girded with the confidence that he can indeed perform up to whatever the demands might be. So these are a few, you know, ways that I think it does help us out.
Pete Dawkins on the subject of physical fitness and the need for it in Vietnam. This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this for the Marine Products Group of the Chrysler Corporation. You know, Chrysler's been designing and building the world's finest marine engines for 40 years. And this year is the biggest of all with Chrysler's new expanded line of inboard outdrives. With a Chrysler inboard outdrive, the engine is inside the boat, but the outboard drive and tilt-up prop are outside. Chrysler offers 9 models ranging from 80 to 290 horsepower, one for every size boat from 14 footers on up.
Hear Joe weekends on Monitor and weekdays on NBC Radio. Marigold, spice, avocado, golden moss. Colorful's the word for Bigelow carpets, made with pile of Orlon 33 acrylic. DuPont's great carpet fiber. Deep, lasting colors, because unlike many carpet makers, Bigelow makes and dyes its own yarns in hues that match all the latest colors in paint, drapery, and upholstery fabrics. Visit your Bigelow dealer now. Remember, people who know, buy Bigelow.
Spring here, bouncier, it's a carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
The Bob Crew Generation and A Lover's Concerto. Monitor going nationwide this holiday weekend, just as every other. Great Falls, Montana, the hub of the Golden Triangle, is served by KARR. Hello, Great Falls. Time out now while all stations identify themselves, after which we'll return. Ed McMahon here.
Driving this weekend, take Monitor with you on the NBC Radio Network.
Wetson's for people who like delicious food. Wetson's invites you and your family to enjoy their taste-tempting food and beverages. You'll marvel at the low prices and high quality, and you'll revel at the delicious, sizzling food prepared before your eyes in their sparkling, clean, sunlit kitchen. So whenever you and your family are in the mood for something delicious to eat, wherever you are, go as you are to a Wetson's Hamburger Drive-In Restaurant. At Wetson's, you can select either a quick, nourishing snack or a complete, delicious meal. Yes, at Wetson's, you're sure to savor those palate-pleasing hamburgers, grilled juicy and flavorful for your genuine eating pleasure. French fries, golden brown to crisp perfection, add zest as a delicious companion treat. And Wetson's thick shakes, creamy and delicious, complement your delicious snack or meal. Or you might try a hot chocolate served piping hot. What delicious taste treats are now awaiting you at Wetson's. In Valley Stream, Long Island, there's a Wetson's at 130 East Sunrise Highway. For the Wetson's nearest you, check the phone book. The temperature 53 degrees and sunny in Big Town. The big voice of Big Town, USA, WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
Weekend Monitor is yours for the listening. 3 minutes from now, comedian Robert Q. Lewis recalls those wonderful days of vaudeville, and that gives Petula Clark more than enough time to do one of her latest numbers, This Is My Song.
Love, this is my song.
here is a song, a serenade.
Is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
The visual trademarks of comedian and entertainer Robert Q. Lewis are his tortoiseshell horn-rimmed glasses and his equally huge smile. Born in New York, he was an 11-year-old boy soprano. Until his voice changed and ruined his career. He retired, but ever since, he's been anything but retiring. In fact, he's recently done something a little bit different. That's a little ahead of our welcome. First, let me say welcome, Robert Q.
Thank you, Ed. I'm glad to be with you.
And I want to talk about the album. I'm sure that's the
thing. That's why I'm here. It's a thing called I'm Just Wild About Vaudeville. And it's a thing that America needs.
Mm-hmm. It does need that? Why?
I don't know. I just made that up. No, you know how much I love vaudeville. I grew up behind the drummer in the pit of the 81st Street Theater, practically. And all of a sudden, one night, I heard Winchester Cathedral on the radio, and I said, Robert, your time has come. So I've taken 12 delightful numbers and recorded them, and that's it.
Now, you mentioned growing up behind the drum. I know you were a young performer, 11 years old, you're in the business, but your family, mother and father, were they in the business?
No, my pop was an attorney who was a wild vaudeville aficionado, and every Saturday matinee, we had our seats reserved right behind the drummer at the 81st Street Theater. And it was there that I developed a great love for a medium which is no longer with us, vaudeville. Mm. So every great act, every great monologist, every precision act, and there aren't many, many of them left, like Willie Weston McGinty, they're still around. Sophie Tucker, Belle Baker. Let me tell you a cute story about Belle Baker. My dad, as I say, was a big aficionado, and he had a secret crush on Belle Baker. She was kind of Belle Baker, and I hope nobody will misunderstand this when I say that Belle Baker was kind of a road company Sophie Tucker. Mm. Actually, she was a star in her own right, but not as great a star as Sophie. My dad was nuts about her. And in later years, on one of my shows, I worked with Herbie Baker. Herbie's a good writer. And one day I said to Herbie, I said, look, my dad has always been nuts about your mother. Do you think maybe we could arrange some kind of a surprise meeting? We set up a luncheon near his office one day. I told Dad it had to do with a contract with Herbie and all that. And all of a sudden, in walked Belle. And have you ever seen a grown man act like an adolescent? It was a marvelous thing.
That is great. What is the direction on your album? You mentioned some of the songs. What kind of songs do you do?
They're basically vaudeville songs. Valencia, mm-hmm. with a Castilian F throughout the entire thing. Charmaine. I'm trying to remember. Oh, they go wild, simply wild over me. A great song called Hello, Hawaii, Hawaii.
Oh, beautiful. Do you think there's a possibility now? We've talked about the big bands returning, and we've talked for years that the big bands might come back. Is it possible that vaudeville might come back?
Not ever again.
No,
not ever again. Television has destroyed that possibility. In the old days, a fellow would get an idea for a vaudeville act that would run anywhere from, say, 8 to 20 minutes. That act had to be a precision act. It was carefully worked on. Every bit of it was worked out. Well, if you take an act like that and put it on television today, it's been seen. It's been seen by a larger audience than that act would ever have played in one night than he'd ever have played in his whole life in vaudeville. And you can't do it over again.
Well, Robert Q, we're so glad you could drop by Monitor for a few moments and tell us about this album. Give me the title again.
I'm Just Wild About Vaudeville.
I'm Just Wild About Vaudeville. Yeah. Robert Q. Lewis. Look for that soon. Thank you, Robert.
Thank you, Ed.
Now imagine you've got a seat front row center at the Palace, and that sensational singer of songs, Robert Q. Lewis, runs on stage, stands in the spotlight, and gives us his famous rendition of Valencia.
Valencia. In my dreams, it always seems I hear you softly call to me.
Hey, you softly call to me, my lovely one.
Valencia. In the orange trees, forever scents the breeze beside the sea.
Hey, my day is
Valencia. In my dreams, I hold your charms beneath the blossom high above.
Blossom high above, and you're in love.
You love me. In Valencia long ago we found our paradise of our love. Our paradise of love.
You're on the Monitor Beat.
WNBC New York, the big voice of Big Town USA, is the sound of conversation.
Monitor once again. Ed McMahon, your host. It's now 15 minutes before the hour. About 2 minutes from now, Leonard Probst, Monitor's man on the aisle, talks with Broadway's Mark Twain, actor Hal Holbrook. Right here, the perfect song to welcome spring for me and my gal. It's one of the latest from Uncle Dick's old-time singers. So why not sing along?
The bells are ringing for me and my gal. The birds are singing for me and my gal. Everybody's been going to a wedding they're going. And for weeks they've been sewing. There for Susie and Sal.
Tomorrow's being especially important since it's Easter. And if we tried monitoring the weather to music, it might go something like this. Wear your Easter bonnet, and you'll find snow upon it. Don't panic, please. That's only if you're wearing it in the northern Rocky Mountains. In other areas, you'll find rain and showers falling on it. Areas such as the northern and central Pacific coast, the mid-Mississippi Valley, Ohio Valley, Great Lakes, and eastern Gulf Coast. You have our best wishes for a very happy Easter Sunday.
Are you one who likes to see and feel fine and useful products that show real creative engineering? Well, this is your invitation to examine the broadly patented ANCO Anti-Wind Lift Windshield Wiper Blade. See the exclusive airfoil that holds the wiper snug on the windshield, even at turnpike speeds. Note ANCO's superior quality and uniform precision, quite obvious when compared. And when you see ANCO blades in action on your own car, you really appreciate the great strides the Anderson Company of Gary, Indiana has made toward greater traffic security for you and yours. A good place to buy gas, too.
Gate Strings and Last Train to Clarksville. We're almost at the end of the line in this hour, by the way, but there's much more directly ahead, including news, so stay with the home team. This is Ed McMahon.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere.
Brand inviting you to travel easy on the Long Island Railroad, where we have midday trains for ladies, commuter trains for dads, weekend trains for families, money-saving plans, tours to Sag and Montauk, Mystic and Jones Beach, road and rail in Suffolk, every bus a peach on the Long Island Railroad. Board! Bar-type cars for thirsties, parlor cars galore, boxy cars for boxes, and many, many more. Air-conditioned beauties, recently arrived, rugged riding oldies that shouldn't be alive. We've got postal cars for letters, party cars for teens, more darn trains of every kind than you have ever seen on the Long Island Railroad board. We do our best to run them clean and swift and true. Bet your driver's license, we got a train for you. So travel easy on the Long Island Railroad.
Budget-minded people spend time on Lee Leonard, weekday and Saturday afternoons at 1 on the Big Voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.